Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We touched on this a little bit in the opening segment when we were discussing the Knicks and the Giants and everything else. And you seem to want to defend the Yankees. Now, I know that they have a lot of money tied up already, and they've got the arbitration-eligible guys. I don't want to argue with you about that because that's been established. What I don't understand, though, is bringing back Gary Sanchez, because we have said this for the last 3 years. It's enough with Gary Sanchez. Let's just try to transport ourselves back to the end of the season with the loss in the wild card game and what we were saying then. And you could tell me it's reactionary and you cool down and after a while, whatever. Said things need to change. Like maybe you trade Gleyber Torres. It's got to be the end of the road for Gary Sanchez. Maybe Aroldis Chapman gets traded to free up some salary to be able to sign one of the big time shortstops. These are things we were saying then. None of that has come close to happening. So you can tell me that adding another $300 million player at shortstop maybe is not feasible under the current circumstances for the Yankees, and maybe I can't argue that. But bringing back Gary Sanchez, bringing back Luke Voit, counting on Aaron Hicks in center field and not upgrading there, which is what we've seen so far from the Yankees, bringing back the manager so that you don't even have a change there, what exactly do they think that they are?
Yeah, I'm not sitting here trying to defend anybody. I'm just trying to tell you what I think the issues are with this particular team. And I have been pointing out to you for months now what their projected number is going to be with their players that they have to make offers to. And, okay, get rid of Gary Sanchez. Who, in fact, is going to replace him right now? Like, get rid of Luke Voit. Okay, fine. Who is going to replace him right now? And the thing about it is, tendering them contracts means that you have the ability to trade those people now. You're protecting yourself. Doesn't mean that they're going to be on the roster when the season starts. So, you know, and by the way, tonight, midnight, everything's going to stop. And that means, you know, if Correa doesn't sign or Andrelton Simmons doesn't sign or Freddie Freeman doesn't sign or Rizzo doesn't sign, you know, those guys are still going to be there. There's no panic, I don't think, by Brian Cashman. And again, I am not trying to defend. I'm just trying to tell you what I think is the reality by looking at their salary structure right now.
But as CeeLo said, they reset the luxury tax. That number is probably going to go up in the new CBA. And
we don't know that. We don't know that for a fact. And I can't put words in Brian Cashman's mouth, and I certainly don't know what he's thinking. I can only go by what I'm reading in terms of the numbers. And the numbers right now are significant. And Aaron Judge is staring them right in the face. So maybe if you want to go back to where maybe a mistake was made, but then again, I don't necessarily know that Yankee fans are disappointed in this particular player. But, you know, the Stanton contract was a huge contract. When they took that off the hands of Miami. Now, Miami paid a portion of that contract, which was good for the Yankees. But still, that contract is sitting there, and it's a long-term contract. Gerrit Cole's contract is sitting there, and it's a long-term contract. All these tendered offers and all these things, these are all one-year deals that eventually you can either trade or get out of if you really want to. And it could happen relatively quickly. They would have to do some major reshuffling when it comes to trying to add a
Well, isn't it Carrera. Time for major reshuffling? All they've done is gotten worse over the last 3 years.
I'm explaining to you. I'm not a Yankee fan, so I don't have the...
You're a very educated Yankee observer.
I am, and I try to be unbiased about what's going on. And I know that our owner, Steve Cohen, doesn't give a rat's ass about anything. He wants to make a splash. He wants to be known. He wants to win. He wants to bring a championship here, and he is going to try to spend his way in doing that. And we as Met fans love that because we've always been hamstrung by, you know, the last little bit. You know, we can't go any further. We can't do this. We have to, you know, bargain basement. This is one of the reasons why, you know, they let Wheeler walk and they brought in Marcus Stroman. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about the way the team was run back then, that was a great move by Brody Van Wagenen, protecting himself, knowing that he had Stroman for another year. You know, now that year turned out to be the COVID year where Stroman opted out. But that trade was made for two reasons. One, perception that the Mets were still in it. And two, to protect them the next year when they knew they were going to lose Wheeler.
Yeah.
So I when I look at these numbers, I see what the real numbers are. I know where they are right now. They're either the first or the second. They have the first or second highest payroll right now as we sit here. In Major League Baseball. It's not like they have $155 million spent and they have another $60 million to go. No,
but it's not working. What they have, what they're spending the money on is not working.
Right. So they still have a lot of work to do. Brian Cashman and his front office have a lot of work to do. They have to protect themselves by giving these guys their contracts. And then, you know, now at least they know who's on the team, who they can trade, what maybe they can trade a guy for. You have to do what they're doing now.
I mean, they have, you could go around the roster. Catcher, shortstop, first base, center field, starting rotation are all things that need help if you really want to contend.
Right, and they have to, so in other words, they have to protect themselves by giving these offers, having these guys on the roster. And then once you have them on the roster and you know what you're dealing with, then you could start trading and making decisions. I mean, and I'm sure there's a million phone calls about Gary Sanchez.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
No, I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to be.
It sounds like you're making excuses.
Yankee no, I'm not biatch. Making any excuses.
That's what it sounds like
anybody.
To me.
No,
Yankee biatch.
Oh, you shut up. I am not.
Man, I tell you, I don't know. Hal Steinbrenner seems afraid is what it sounds like to me. Like Brian Cashman would go out and get somebody else. And he would go sign Carlos Correa if he was allowed to, but it sounds like Hal Steinbrenner is a little bit afraid
By
of that
the way,
luxury
you know,
tax.
Mike Piazza and Johnny Bench are not coming walking through that door anytime soon.
Gary,
by the way,
you would agree that it's enough with Gary Sanchez.
I would agree with that because of the frustration, and you hear it in the fans, you see it in his play, you hear the manager and you hear the general manager all having to defend him, and you know it gets to a point where it's too much. But just because they tender him an offer and they have him on the roster doesn't mean they can't trade him.
Okay.
All right. So there's still a long way to go, for God's sake. And
but
by
they
the
don't
way,
have a replacement for him yet. So that's what everybody thinks that we're sitting here going to see Gary Sanchez again.
I guarantee you that Brian Cashman's got like 15 different balls in the air going all over the place. You know, whether it be Freddie Freeman, whether it be Anthony Rizzo,
wouldn't that be great?
Well, I mean, but you can't have an all-star at every position. I know.
How many all-stars do you have right now? Not that many.
Well, Gerrit Cole would be an all-star. Gleyber Torres was an all-star.
Well, he's not right now.
Andujar was an all-star.
Oh, he's been terrible.
Hicks was an all-star at one point.
Was he?
Judge is an all-star. Stanton is an all-star.
Timeout.
I mean,
you're saying at one point. At one point, we're talking about right now.
Your point is nonsensical.
I mean, we're basically talking about Judge and Cole.
You know what? The thing that I would
maybe LeMahieu, and he had a down year.
I would trade Voit, Sanchez, and Gleyber Torres for Mike Trout. How about that? Does that make you happy?
No, that's not what
I'm saying. I mean, like, this is what I'm
saying.
This is what you're talking
about. No, it's not what I'm saying.
That just don't make any sense.
No, that's not true.
You never know what you're talking about.
No. This makes a ton of sense. And it's the Yankees are sitting idly
while the rest of the league is beefing up, and this is a team that needs major help, and the fans are getting restless, and rightfully so. That's what's going on. And I want to see them be better. I want to see them upgrade at shortstop, first base, catcher, center field in the rotation. Not with all-stars everywhere, but shake some things up, for Christ's sakes. You can't just bring back the same group of guys and then hope that that you're going to do better. It's not going to work that way.
I'm telling you, they're bringing back Aaron Hicks. He's the center fielder. End of story. That's end of story. He's going to be your...
Is it the end of story?
If he is healthy,
you're telling
me
that Gary Sanchez is not the end of story? How is Hicks the end of story? This guy doesn't ever play.
Hicks has got a contract extension. He signed it. He's here.
And very affordable.
And hopefully he'll be healthy. So, and then you're not going to... Who are you going to replace him with?
Well, it would have been Starling Marte if they were getting serious about winning, but I guess they weren't.
I mean, I can't talk to you. You're so frustrating this morning. It's like you're just going to control.
Are the Yankees serious right now?
They're always serious. They're 100%
serious. Doesn't seem like it. Seems like they're just waiting.
They're going to sit here and they're going to wait. They're going to make their qualifying offers. They're going to get their guys under contract, and then they'll have some flexibility. They'll know who they can trade. They'll know what's going on. But by the way, this whole thing is shutting down tonight at midnight anyway.
Yeah, I know, which is going to be very frustrating.
And then
the Yankees would have done nothing in this time period. Unless they signed Freddie Freeman today.
Well,
they
have done some.
What have they done?
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Boomer.
All right. Who's on first?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, they're bringing back Luke Voit, for Christ's sakes.
Exactly, that's right.
I mean, as it stands, but you would think that Rizzo... Or maybe Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
If they sign, maybe they upgrade there.
All right, so there's your first base potential.
Okay? Yeah, and then maybe DJ plays over there.
All right, who's your second baseman?
I mean, if Gleyber Torres is on the team and Gleyber Torres is your second baseman.
Okay. Who's your third baseman?
Well, we got to figure out what the hell's going on at shortstop. I mean, Gio Urshela, if you go out and sign a shortstop, but if you don't, then maybe Urshela plays short. I don't know yet.
And then where's DJ playing?
Well, I said DJ could either play third, he could play first. It's hard to say right now because it's an incomplete.
All right, the reason I'm asking
incomplete.
Well, the reason I'm asking you these questions
is
because these are the same things that Brian Cashman and his guys are going through right now. They're asking and trying to answer the same question, but they can't answer because they don't have total cost certainty just yet. And total cost certainty.
Throwing cost certainty at me right now.
Well, cost certainty and payroll flexibility. They don't have a lot of that right now.
Man, oh man.
They don't.
What world are we living in? Payroll flexibility and cost certainty for the Yankees. What world is this?
Well, why the same thing could be said for the Dodgers. Look at the Dodgers.
They just blow through everything. They don't care about anything.
The Dodgers lost Seager and they lost Scherzer and Trevor Bauer for that matter.
Yeah, it's true.
So what are they doing? What are they doing? Have they done anything yet?
Well, they won a World Series.
Yeah, but no, have they done anything yet?
Well, they've won a World Series. But no, the Yankees have been since 2009.
Have they replaced those guys yet?
You cannot talk about those two teams in the same breath.
I'm just telling you that.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
Oh, you just knock it off. I'm just telling you that changes will be made. You got to have patience, man.
Well, that's a different argument than the Yankees are fine. And if they don't do anything, it's okay because of cost certainty.
Did I say something about not doing anything? I didn't say that. I never said they're not going to do anything.
So you're telling preaching patience.
Where did I say that? I'm just saying this is what the reality is.
So what? A little pinstripe apology tour here.
Yeah, right. No, it's not a pinstripe apology tour about nothing. It's basically just being real about what the numbers are. Holy crap.
It's
so frustrating this morning.
All right, fine. I think the same about you. You're frustrating me because of all this excuse making for the Yankees.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just giving you the real, real.
The real, real.
Yeah.
Well, this is a team that got knocked out in a wild card game. In the previous year, they got knocked out in the divisional round. In the previous year, they got knocked out in the ALCS.
So next year, on this track,
they won't even make the playoffs.
What do all those years have in common?
That they made the playoffs and failed.
Oh, okay, they made the playoffs.
And failed.
If they made the playoffs.
And failed.
But they made the playoffs.
And failed.
But they made the playoffs.
Well, it's about winning a championship for the Yankees, and you know that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Did you guys see the Army-Navy uniforms for the Army-Navy showdown?
I saw Navy. Haven't seen Army.
Oh, man, they're awesome. They're really good. They are so good.
Hey, we're going to get the helmets this year? Sometimes we get the helmets.
Usually it's on the, honestly, it's like earlier that week, right?
But it's not the helmet of the individual team.
No, it's the Army-Navy.
The Army-Navy helmet that CBS Sports usually gets. And that leads me to another question. Are we doing a remote for that game?
That's the rumor.
Yeah, I believe we were told.
On the Intrepid.
On the Intrepid. Because I talked to Tyler on Sunday,
mm-hmm. Tyler Hale on Sunday from CBS Sports Network. He says, yeah. And I said, well, because I haven't heard damn thing from anybody here at the radio station. Hmm. Not one person here at the radio station where we work has told us anything about any sort of remote.
Like, if Chernoff was still here, he'd be dressed as a fighter pilot walking around for a week straight.
we would have gotten the remote request in March and totally forgotten about it.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody around here knows other than us and Tyler.
I had inquired because I had heard these TV was asking me a million questions about it.
Right. I love the Intrepid, so I'm all in.
Of course. I just want to know if we're doing it.
That's that big boat out there.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Aircraft carrier.
Yes, aircraft carrier.
Big boat
carrier.
Out there.
Actually, yes. we're billing it as the Boomer and Geo Winter Boat Party. That's what we're doing. On the Intrepid.
And there's the Intrepid right now.
Yeah, there it is. Okay,
look at that on CBS Sports Network.
Right on cue. I love that. So we are doing that.
That has been confirmed.
Okay, and what day is that?
Is that the Friday? 10th. The 10th.
So it's Friday the 10th. Okay.
Friday the 10th.
And then I was getting contacted by PR places that go, we're going to be at the Army-Navy Radio Row. For guests and things. Like, they're making a radio row on that thing, I think.
Really?
On the Intrepid?
I think that's what this whole thing is. It's about promoting Army, Navy, and everything that goes on. I think it's USAA, I believe, the insurance company.
I believe so, yes.
Right?
Okay. So this is 100% happening. It's not just a team. We are going to be on the radio that day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All now, right. When you were talking about, like, radio row and all that other stuff, what does that mean?
I just got notes from people saying, will you be on radio row? We may have some guests to bring by. Army-Navy radio row on the boat.
Once they separated Army-Navy out to have it to be the standalone game, only game on that day.
Which was the smartest thing that
100%,
CBS and Army-Navy ever
America's
did.
Game. They started.
Although it took me out of the mix.
It did.
Made me angry.
But they started building it up and have a radio row, and it's become a big production.
That's good. It should be.
Isn't the game day crew going to MetLife, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure some of those guys will be around Radio Row on Friday also doing interviews.
So where are we going that day? I mean, we're talking is 9 days away, isn't it?
Just go to the Intrepid. You figure it out.
All right.
I think we're indoors. Is there an indoors Intrepid or you're out on the boat?
No, you're inside.
You're inside.
We're not outside on the flight deck.
You could be.
Where
we're not out.
That sounds more authentic out there on the phone.
I've been on the Intrepid for many events, and they do have a very large inside venue.
You know,
well, it's
just
a large ship.
Today's December 1st.
Yeah.
This is December 10th.
Right.
We've got no instruction here. Where are we parking? What are we doing? Who's the engineer?
Kind of how I felt about the Christmas extravaganza when I walked in at 6:20 this morning.
Sure.
It's a big boat. There's plenty of parking on there, I bet.
So I can park on the boat then? I can pull the Bronco on the boat?
I think so.
Is that what I can do?
Just fly the chopper in and just land right on there. You're good to go.
Do we have credentials for this Radio Row thing, or do we have...
Do we?
And Bobby, you know this. That's serious security you pass through to get in there, too.
Very heavy-duty security.
So who's sleeping on the job here to tell us about all these things? That's what I want to know.
It's still 9 days away.
Plenty of time.
Now, will Jerry work from home for that, or he'll go with you guys?
That's a good question.
He'll hover in a helicopter above the Intrepid.
And are they prepared for the warm-up show that day?
Oh,
that's another thing. Well, Apria will be all over it, right?
Questions to be answered.
Apria's got to be there. He does all the remotes.
I heard another rumor that he's not going to.
He's not doing it?
Well, they might not have a food spread, so it could be part of the problem.
So who the hell's the engineer going to be? We haven't done a remote without Apria in I don't know how long.
I think it's a person named Tom.
Tom.
Okay. Bob Carl's probably available, right?
Yes. Love Bob Carl.
It's never your fault, Tom.
That's right.
Bob. Right. You guys might have your mic moment. Yeah.
No, I mean, everything you're saying on the air, Eddie. Okay. So you're not on the air. We're not on the air, but you're on the air, and we're on the air. All right. Back to the scenario with the railroad. All right.
Right, that shirt. Just put some elbow pads on there. Right. Pick your nose,
pick
wipe it on
nose,
your,
wipe
and
it on my pants.
You play the dog roll.
Yeah. Recreate the whole situation.
Yep.
All right, so maybe we'll have a meeting after the show with Spike about this Intrepid show, because now I'm getting the Al Dukes anxiety about this, because I don't know where I'm parking, what we're doing, and what the credential situation is. I'm just picturing us showing up at the Intrepid in the freezing cold on December 10th with no direction.
Kind of like Eddie in Minnesota looking around, how do I get into the Mall of America here?
CBS Sports Network will give us direction.
Oh, Sean will take
care of it. Don't worry about that.
Is Stephen Waldron there?
Stephen, you there, Stephen?
Stephen, where am I parking on Friday?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Stephen. Where am I parking on Friday, December 10th at the Intrepid?
You should be able to park in the lot right across the street from the Intrepid.
No, there's a lot right across the street from the Intrepid. I should be able to. Are you confident in that?
Yeah, we're actually going there tomorrow to shoot some B-roll, and they're allowing us to park there.
So. Oh, okay. Very good. Do we have credentials that we need there, Stephen?
Renee is submitting all of our names.
All right. So we're getting all our names in there. So we'll have the credentials.
We're on top of it.
All right. You're on top of it. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Are you guys working with anybody here at the station?
Well, we just found out this morning Steve won't be there. So
you found that out this morning?
We're in the same boat with you on that.
Same boat. No pun intended, Stephen.
Right.
Very good.
No pun intended.
But you haven't really spoken to anybody directly here at the station, have you?
No. Well, we went out to the Intrepid a couple weeks ago, and Steve was with us. So that's why.
Oh, and then they did a switcheroo. Seems a little sloppy to me, this whole thing.
Yeah, we're not feeling like the organization that we're used to. How do you feel about that?
We've been working this whole time.
Are you getting the commitment though from the radio station,
or does it feel a little sloppy on the radio station's end?
No sloppy.
All right. Okay. All right.
Where did he find out about Apria from? That's what I want to know. Who gave him that piece of information?
I did.
Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie's all over.
Because I had to ask Apria a different technical question about the remote, and he said, "Oh, by the way,
Tom is doing it."
Yes.
Now, are you going to be there? Or are you here?
I'll be here.
You'll be here. Okay.
Oh, you don't want to join us over there?
I mean, if you want me to be there.
No, I think
but it's not open to the public.
No.
So
I don't know anything about it. No one's told me anything.
Yeah, we're not really sure.
What the hell's going on?
Do we have a liaison here?
A liaison?
Al, do we have a liaison?
Come on.
I'm sure we do. I don't know who that is at the moment.
Whoever that is has multiple titles, I'm sure.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, are you still there?
Yes.
How we do with Al and Eddie's set design in their control room?
It's been ordered. I haven't heard anything since then.
Oh, it's been ordered. What did they order?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. Okay. All right. Very good. But you know
it'll
been ordered.
It'll be a surprise.
You guys aren't just tacking sheets up, are you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
I mean, some of the other studios around here got some sheets tacked up.
Yeah, they'll tack up a sheet.
Yeah.
Call it a day. All right. Very good. Thank you, Steven. CeeLo is here. with his update. What's going on, Chris?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also sponsored by Flag and Anthem. Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Kevin Durant wasn't himself in the first half last night, but he had plenty of game down the stretch at Barclays Center.
Harden moves into the front court. James with a burst and a bump and a kick out. Right wing Durant pulls up. 18-footer is gone. Nets regain the lead. Timeout Knicks with 136 remaining.
Chris Carino, you're
shove
on
it, Boomer.
All right. Back and forth affair in the fourth quarter, and it was during that timeout where Julius Randle picked up his technical foul. Frustration with the refs getting the best of him. Bottom line, an Evan Fournier three tied this game at 110 with 17 seconds to go, but Mitchell Robinson's foul would allow James Johnson to pretty much put the game away at the free throw line. 112-110, the final in the first meeting of the season between these two. Here was Durant on that final sequence.
We kind of figured that they were going to come and double me out top if I got it up out there, and James, you know, made himself available and made a huge play and, you know, knocked those free throws down.
Robinson a little too aggressive as Johnson drove into the lane there. James Harden finished with 34 points. He had 28 in the first half alone. He certainly enjoyed playing in this one.
We know what this game is going to be like every single time. No matter who's on the floor, it's a special rivalry, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Harden on TNT
now, did you
afterwards.
Think that Robinson got pushed there? I watched it again. There was a little bit of shove in the back, but that doesn't mean that, you know,
that play had to be made that way.
Right, that he didn't have to hack the hell out of Johnson.
Yeah.
Hack the hell.
Yeah, I mean, here it is against slow-mo.
Watch.
On CBS
underneath,
Sports
underneath.
Network.
There's the push right there.
No. I don't buy it.
There's no push. Who's that, LaMarcus Aldridge?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
That's a cagey player right there.
Yeah. So apparently Reggie Miller gave Harden a big pep talk before the game, and I guess
that's why
he had the big first half.
How do you do a game and give a guy a pep? What does he need a pep talk for?
They had a pregame talk. I don't know. Well, you know, Harden's struggling to figure out his role. Am I a scorer? Am I a facilitator? All that. So
he should
be got the best record in the Eastern Conference.
He should be talking quickly.
Maybe he did. But quickly didn't score 28 in the first half and finished with 34. Didn't get the post-game interview. So maybe they did. Maybe they had a chat as well. Maybe Reggie talked to all the pertinent people on before the game last night. But we only know about Harden.
Couldn't miss Spike on the sideline.
Yeah, what color was that that he was
wearing?
Was
that a man bag?
Yeah, it was certainly a man bag.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It inspired me. I was like, maybe I should get a man bag like that. Walk around the city.
What do we call that? Magenta, pink? What was he wearing there?
Yeah, I was just going straight hot pink.
Hot pink?
I don't know why I didn't go orange.
You got
just
a man
go
bag?
Orange. No, I don't have a man bag.
You don't have a merce?
No, European I don't have a merce or man bag, nothing.
I feel like you were like on the verge of a merce.
No, I was never on the verge of a merce.
I think you are.
I'm not.
Like the more like bracelets that you're putting on and like the shirts, you're getting a little more dicey. I think you're like, you're knocking on the merce door.
No, I'm not.
I'm telling you, we're going to show that Christmas dinner. You're going
to
have a merce
strapped to your chest. Could you imagine me in that pink outfit last night?
That'd be awesome.
Holy crap.
You know what? Show up in the NFL today with that pink outfit and a merce.
Well, I told you I lost a bet to Deion Sanders that first year, and he put me in a mustard-colored suit.
Yes, I saw
that.
That
had
picture.
About 57 buttons on it. It had buttons everywhere.
He loves a button. A lot of buttons.
He's a big button guy.
Button guy.
No question about it.
Yes. As for the Knicks, they were upset with the officiating and the free throw disparity. Here's Tom Thibodeau.
Julius is driving the ball, and he gets two free throws. And I don't really care how the game's called. I really don't. You can call it tight, you call it loose, but it's got to be the same.
And Randall claims his frustration stems from this explanation on the lack of whistles that went the Knicks' way.
They said because certain contact doesn't affect me, like affects other players, because I'm stronger, they miss the calls.
And then this was the follow-up to that.
Are you more prone when you get an answer like that to just like...
It pisses me off even more, to be honest with you, because that's not how you officiate the game.
Right. So he does have to say, they told him that.
That's what he claims, yeah.
Well, all right, if that's honest and that's accurate, then he does have a gripe. Yep. Definitely has a gripe.
Yep.
But I just, you know, other than that, basically what happened to him in the last 4 minutes of this game with the turnovers, the technicals, the missed shots, I mean, it was all right there for him.
Sure, and he played great up until the last stretch of the game.
4 minutes, he missed the three-point shot. He then missed the 9-footer at about a minute 47 to go. And then had the technical foul at a minute 36.
Mm-hmm.
He got a dunk on a turnover, I think it was. And then he also had a turnover around the minute 17.
He went to the hoop and Durant stripped it from him.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
I think he was looking for a whistle there.
So I think there are times where like you could see that they call for his isolation. I hate that.
Yes,
but they do call for an isolation where I just wish they would just continue to move the ball and you know, I don't know. For as a Knicks fan, I'm frustrated because they lost and they played hard. I like the fact that Thibodeau made a decision at point guard. And I also like the fact that, due in large part because of R.J. Barrett's absence last night,
right,
they played with Quickley, Rose, Burks, and Toppin in the fourth quarter quite a bit. That's an athletic group of guys right
now. You're a moral victory guy today is what
you're saying. No, I'm not a moral victory guy.
Yes, you are.
I just gave you – we would have won had we had not had this other stuff happen.
Would have, could have, should have.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
God dang it. He's got to get his
– come on.
He's got to get his emotions under control.
Well, yeah, obviously.
My Randall, Lord. Yes.
Cost him in a big spot.
Yeah. Here's Gio's guy, Al McCoy, on Suns Radio last night in Phoenix.
But Paul going to work on the drive. Gets in underneath. Fadeaway scored. Chris Paul, 99-92. Suns lead it. 2:58 to go. Timeout, Golden State. You gotta love it if you like basketball.
It's basically Minko's long-lost brother, this guy. That's what it sounds like, you know?
Jeez. That guy makes Minko sound like Noah Eagle. Christ sakes. That guy's like 95 years old.
17 in a row for Phoenix. They come back from a road trip, take down the Warriors 104-96, and did it without Devin Booker in the second half as well. He left with a hamstring injury. Steph Curry only 12 points on 4 of 21 shooting. LeBron in the league's health and safety protocols. He missed the game with the Lakers last night. They still took care of the lowly Kings out in Sacramento 117-92. We've got this Daniel Jones situation, strained neck from the win over the Eagles this past week. Weekend, and apparently it's going to be Mike Glennon starting against the Dolphins this week and perhaps even longer, as this could be a multiple week situation. We're just kind of taking it from the reports. We'll see. I'm sure Joe Judge will be very happy to answer questions on this later today when he meets the media and gets the press conference going for this week. They did sign Jake Fromm off the Bills practice squad, so you're looking at Glennon against Miami this weekend. A couple others from Aaron Rodgers here, his whole toe situation, surgery, not surgery. Bottom line is, as he continues to answer these questions, he says someone's leaking his info to the media.
I don't know who's talking. It seems like there's certain coaches that may... have friends in the media that they don't realize are actually just trying to report things.
This is from the Pat McAfee show, and then AJ Hawk steps in with a follow-up.
Guys on your own, on the Green Bay staff, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Age, you've known about that. There were guys for a while who had their people they would leak stuff to.
Interesting.
Mm. How about that?
Now, I don't know enough about their coaching staff or their holdovers that have been there pre-Matt LaFleur. Because he's talking to A.J. Hawk like he would remember from his time there.
So right? Then who knows Adam Schefter? That's basically what it comes down to. And who's leaking to Adam Schefter?
You think Schefter's the one who's getting all this stuff? Or is it the local guys?
Well, it's either him or Jay Glazer.
Yeah.
Or Jason Lockenfor, or one of those guys.
Rappaport or Breer and Pelissero.
Pelissero, Garofolo.
A lot of guys.
Pelissero had the
Daniel Jones story for us last night, I believe.
Did he?
Pretty sure.
Yes. So, I mean... I guess you could say that about every team and every player, but Aaron Rodgers has his antennas up so he can create more of a controversy around Green Bay. Sounds like to me he is laying the legwork of saying, see, this is why I don't want to be here. I can't trust these guys. You know, there's somebody's leaking information right from our staff, right from our building. Somebody is telling people about my injury.
Fascinating that they're 9-3, considering his situation – both on and off the field.
They got a great team.
All right, but I mean, the COVID stuff, injuries, I mean, two guys on the offensive line, the Aaron Jones injury, Devontae Adams missed time, Rodgers has a broken toe, and they're 9-3 into the bye. It's pretty good.
But you get what I see here.
Just
like he's laying down, you know, this whole breadcrumb trail of, you know, I told you back then, I told you this, I told you that. See, I can't trust these guys, I don't like these guys.
Building his narrative.
He wants to go to Denver. That's what I think. I think if Denver had a quarterback, man, that's a tough division, though.
Yeah, I mean, how many teams could you say that if they had a quarterback, you know?
That's six.
Yeah, probably even more than that. Is that it there, C.O.?
Gary Sanchez is coming back. He'll be the Yankee catcher.
If the Giants got Aaron Rodgers, now, I would trade the picks for him.
Definitely. Well, of course.
I mean, for some reason, I just can't envision him in a Giant uniform. I know that's like asinine to say. Right. I don't know why. I just can't
sign him and sign him to a 5-year contract.
Russell Wilson?
5 years. Yeah, for some reason I see Wilson more than Rodgers.
How about Deshaun Watson?
Which makes no sense.
How about Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I could see Watson.
Is he ever going to play again? I mean, what's the deal? Him and Trevor Bauer, like, are they ever going to play again?
Trevor Bauer is now taking credit for Max Scherzer's...
Quickly, Joey in Connecticut. Right. Sorry, Joey. Joey, what's happening?
Boys, we need your help. Giant Nation needs your help. Boomer, you just said the name, right? We can't take this Daniel Jones saga any longer, okay? We rooted hard for him, wanted him to be the guy. This latest injury, a strained neck. I mean, enough is enough. We can't do it anymore. There's a top five NFL quarterback sitting out there, right? I mean, we've got all these picks. He's sitting there in limbo. We need to.
All right, so if you had a choice between Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson, who are you taking?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is a whole different ball game. I mean, how old is Aaron Rodgers right now?
37.
He's 37. Deshaun Watson's 26. We don't know exactly what's going on with his...
that's the thing. We don't know.
Without the off-the-field stuff.
If you knew he was cleared, then fine. Yeah. We could talk about it.
He would have been traded already to someone else.
I mean, we have no idea.
Yeah. That's the rub.
That is the rub. Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Giants...
Literally, that's the rub.
Oh.
You know, I honestly... I'm being truthful here. I did not even think of that when I said it.
Right.
But that is a fair point.
Yes,
you make.
It is.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This whole, you just reminded me, Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, this whole thing that's going on, and they suspended him on CNN. So on the front page, at least on the online edition of the Post, Chris Cuomo was wearing my friend's Long Island Fish shirt that I always wear.
Yeah, well, it's a nice shirt.
It's a great shirt, but I'm thinking, is that a good thing or a bad thing for him?
It's a good thing.
Is it? I mean, when you're like disgraced and being suspended for things?
Yeah, it's not the shirt. The shirt looks good.
Like, I feel like the teams around here, if a guy's doing a perp walk and they're wearing a Mets hat, they hate that, you know? Like, oh, God, or a Yankee hat. Oh, no. They see somebody on the news is being arrested with the perp walk and they're just rocking a Mets jersey or something.
Well,
like, come on.
I don't, you know, it's not like Chris Cuomo's being arrested or anything.
But. Yeah, but still, it's a negative story.
Yeah, but still, it's your buddy's shirt. I mean,
You know what? I should text him. Be like, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't see why it would be a bad thing.
Well, a lot of people don't like that Chris Cuomo right now.
Yeah, I know that, but so you don't think they're going to buy the shirt because of that?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. Well, anyway, I just
it's
hope
not
that
like a red Make America Great Again hat. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but I just wonder if I owned a business and had a shirt like that that was very distinguishable, that I'd want somebody on a negative story, you know, wearing that shirt on the front.
It's not that one.
No, it's not on the paper. It's when you first go to the online edition, I saw
it. That is the online edition.
No. That's the cover of the paper. You're looking at. Yeah, that's not the online edition. It's right when you, at least I saw it this morning, unless they changed it. If you just go to the homepage, it should be right there. No, they changed it now.
They did.
But this morning at 5 o'clock when it was like the top story, here it is. It's right there. When you see CNN indefinitely, you got to go up now.
Okay.
On the right. No, other direction.
Other direction.
Other direction. No, sorry.
What are you doing to me?
Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll down. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Scroll.
Scrolling, scrolling, I'm scrolling.
You're on the wrong page.
All right. Well, whatever.
You're in news. You're on the wrong page.
So what is it? Metro? What is it?
No, it's just you got to go to the homepage.
Where's the homepage?
NewYorkPost.com. That's what you got to do.
That's where I'm at.
No, you're not. You're in NewYorkPost.com/news. It's a different thing. If you go to NewYorkPost.com, it's bang right there. He's wearing a shirt. Anyway.
All right. Well, we'll find it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know. The shirt looks nice.
That's all that matters. Let's go to Vinny in Brooklyn. What's up, Vinny? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Vinny, what's happening?
No, I'll get back to the Yankees for a second.
Sure.
Boomer, I agree with you 100%. It's not like they didn't spend money. They got Stanton, you're paying $300 million to a guy who can play the outfield 10 games a year. You got Garrett Cole, they paid $340 million, and right now he's at best an average pitcher because of the spider tax situation. And they went out, they spent money. If you're good, you got to pay Judge. You probably got to pay him next year because, God forbid, he went to free agency. What would happen to Yankee fans then if they ever Aaron Judge went to free agency and the Mets or the Dodgers, they lost him. If you're going to win in baseball, you got to have these few big contracts, I think, and you got to have the Aaron Judge and the Urshelas and the Gleyber Torres who aren't making that much money yet, and they got to contribute. I mean, Gio, I think you sound like all these spoiled Yankee fans. I know you're a Mets fan who think, let's just go out and spend another $350 million and get another guy.
How about just upgrading the team that you have right now? I mean, it doesn't have to be an all-star at every position. It doesn't have to be a $300 million player at every position. But they've got holes on this team.
So let's say you want to sign Rizzo or Freeman at first base. How much money?
That would be awesome.
All right. So how much money are you spending there?
That would be it. Wouldn't be $300 million.
It won't be.
Correa is the only $300 million player that they could possibly get, and I don't think that's going to happen. But one of those guys, I mean. You know, I don't think it's going to be a long-term, 10-year crazy contract.
What is the alternative for a catcher? Do you have an alternative? Do you have somebody else that you can tell
we
me?
We do this all the time.
I know we do.
This all the time whole thing about tell me the exact guy that they're going to get. Guess what? Brian Cashman is a guy who's paid to upgrade the position. All I know is that Gary Sanchez is not the answer, and he hasn't been the answer for years, and you can agree with that. So I'm not the guy like who's in the scouting department or whatever, but I'll tell you right now, if you're the New York bleeping Yankees, you can find somebody who can catch the ball, who can hit and act like he gives a crap. Anybody, for Christ's sakes. I mean, they had opportunities to go and sign JT Realmuto. They didn't do that. I mean, they could have signed McCann last year. They didn't do that. They could have traded for Jacob Stallings. They didn't do that. I mean, there's a million things they could have done and didn't do.
Can I just interject something here?
Sure.
I mean, don't yell at me about
who's
the Yankees.
You're like, give me the replacement.
Just don't yell at me about the Yankees.
No, the Yankees better give them the replacement.
If you're going to yell at me about something, let's make it something that we could really get into an argument about and really get mad at each other. I'm not a Yankee apologist. Oh, yes, I'm just telling you what the reality is of their salary structures. That's all.
Just because, you know,
just because they make these qualifying offers, all that means is that they're protecting themselves, and they can still make moves, and they'll be making moves.
Yeah,
I promise you, they will be.
Okay.
Not going to stand pat and sit still.
You promise me they'll be making moves.
They'll be making moves. They have to.
See, I feel like they're stuck in this Giants mentality of they're overvaluing who they are.
So, you know, it's interesting. Every sport. So the Nets go with the big three. That's mm-hmm. who they're supposed to be building around. One of them's not here. The other two are. And they went out and got LaMarcus Aldridge. They got a bunch of veterans to build around these two transcendent stars. And that's the way they want to win a championship. I look at the Giants. The Giants, you know, are trying to invest in their offensive line. They're trying to invest in, they did invest in their running back. They're trying to invest in their wide receivers. And they still don't know whether or not this quarterback is truly a foundational piece of moving forward and being successful. The Jets are in the middle of trying to figure all that stuff out now with all their young players and their young quarterback, of course. I mean, the Mets have basically changed. They're getting away from what didn't work last year. And they're bringing in a significant personality that by his presence alone in that locker room, the culture changes. Because every time he goes out on the mound, which is going to be about 32 times next year, and he'll take the ball every time, mm-hmm. he's going to go out there like a bulldog, just like Jacob DeGrom will. And those two alone, just their personalities are going to change the culture of that team. I was hoping that Gerrit Cole would be able to do that for the Yankees. I think he did that for a while until the whole spider tack thing, and then he got clumsy with the whole description of it. Yeah. Remember that whole
became press the face conference? Of the whole yeah. thing. Yeah.
So I don't know if you can really sit here and say the Yankees aren't going to do anything. They're going to do something. You gotta wait until we get through all of this. We're not even at spring training yet.
But there's a deadline right now.
They're not signing Correa.
With
They're
the lockout. Not. Okay, so all right. So all those shortstops that were available when they needed a shortstop, they're not going to get one of them?
They're not Baez, spending that kind of money.
Seager, all got. But why not?
Because they. You know.
But in some of these other, I mean, it's like Baez got a pretty decent deal, didn't he? $140
million? $140 million for 6 years.
Okay, that's not so bad. Trevor Story's still available. What's he going to get?
Yeah, well, I wish I knew. He had better numbers. Not better numbers. He's probably, number four, number five on the list?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, Seager's always hurt, so that's a tough one.
Which is amazing to me that Seager got that much money when he's gets hurt as much as he does.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's because he's shown flashes of being an elite player throughout his career. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel the Yankee fan frustration. I do.
I can tell you do.
And you think you're just putting, you know, willy-nilly, tossing out to the wind,
I'm not
no problem.
Willy-nilly, nothing.
No problem. I'm Yankees not. Getting knocked out by the Red Sox in a wild card game. No problem. Just bring back the same team. It's fine. Totally fine. Bring them back. Bring
the Yankees
back Gardner.
Over.
Bring back Sanchez. Bring back Voit. Bring them all back.
Right now, the Yankees are, if you take all the estimates for all their qualifying offers, they're almost at $222 million.
Good enough.
Well, they'll have to change the roster. They'll have to make changes. They'll have to make moves. Just relax.
All right. Fine.
Holy God. It's December 1st, for God's sake.
Right. Where a deadline is about to happen and there's going to be silence for a while.
Yeah.
Then we'll be able to talk to anybody. And out of this thing and come spring training, there's going to be a flurry of signings.
General managers are still talking. Everybody's still talking. Trades will still happen. Things will be happening.
I don't know. Apparently, all the player movement is going to be shut down during this time. The Mets will be able to hire a manager.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the general managers are not talking with one another.
Okay. Maybe.
And agents aren't. You know, nothing's going to get written upon or agreed upon, but there'll be a lot of discussions going on.
But we won't hear a thing about it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.